This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Consumers are, as we probably say too much on this program, to be honest, the be-all and end-all of this economy. We spend, the economy's probably doing okay. We don't, it's not. Data out last week proved that point once again, the biggest increase in consumer spending the past 6 months. But why? Why do consumers keep on spending? We got Professor Adriana Sapper from Arizona State University's Carey School of Business on the phone to talk things over. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
So since you're the expert in this conversation, and since consumer behavior, I guess, since the pandemic has really changed, do me a favor and characterize how we're spending our money, would you?
This notion of revenge spending has come about. Individuals were in the pandemic, felt as though, you know, there were limitations from the start. And so our spending habits were very, very much curbed. And so now the notion of coming out, being able to engage in things like fine dining, more social interactions, which are accompanied by also expenses, that has led to an increase in just spending overall.
Much as it is a dish best served cold, revenge eventually cools. Does revenge spending eventually cool? Are we going to sort of get out of this?
We would expect so. There have been some indicators, despite retail sales being high in July, in consumer confidence being high, it does seem like student loan payments will resume in October. The discount retailers are starting to see an increase in spending there, which can be an indicator that people are starting to watch their wallets again.
Right. As we watch our wallets, though, what are the lengths that we go to justify our spending, right? I mean, because we do like to spend money in this country.
Oh, absolutely. I think you really hit the nail on the head there. A few things. First, we often categorize things as exceptional expenses, like, oh, I'm just coming out of kind of being at home for a really long time. I haven't seen these friends. I'm just starting to travel. So it feels like a one-time occasion or opportunity, but actually they're not that infrequent. Similarly, we can justify with motivated reasoning. I'm sure you've heard of this notion of girl math.
I'm sorry, girl math?
Girl math.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up because that would get me in trouble. What is girl math?
I don't love the name. It was essentially it came from this kind of podcast episode about how to justify expenses. And so they were talking about, okay, there's these big expenses, maybe a Taylor Swift concert, maybe certain things for the home. Well, let's break it down by day. Let's take a video at the Taylor Swift concert. If you watch it every day, then suddenly the cost of that concert per view has gone down. So the notion of motivated reasoning there is quite potent.
Right, right. Which applies, to be clear, to men as well in this economy.
Absolutely. Justifying your expenses in creative ways in order to feel better about them and less guilty applies to everyone.
Right. Here's a justification I use all the time. You know, I had a tough day. I deserve this, you know. All right. For me, it's like a moderately expensive beer. But so for some people, it's a cup of coffee or, you know, a nice blouse or whatever, right?
I mean, we spend to regulate our mood to feel better because we feel like we deserve something. You know, we put a hard day in, or even to reassert control. If I spend on this product that I feel like will kind of help me in life, then it gives me a feeling of control.
Let me ask you about external influences on consumers. And I'm thinking here specifically of social media, right? Which makes the old adage of keeping up with the Joneses. That social media takes that and puts it in your face 24 hours a day.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you mentioned that because that is something that I think that we're all susceptible to if you are on social media and you have kind of a dual influence because you have the highlight reels of people's travels to Europe or nights out or fancy dining outings. And you couple that with these incredibly targeted ads that know exactly what you're on the market for. And at least for me, that has very much haunted me. I was on the market for a backpack, an expandable backpack this summer for travel to Europe. And I now have been targeted with every single type of expandable backpack option available. And so ultimately, I ended up getting one. But I will say that the targeted advertising made me much more acutely aware of how I'm being tracked. And that also can lead to increased spending. They know exactly what you want.
I kind of love that you, the expert, actually got bombarded and you finally relented.
Well, you know, they call it me-search, right? So I must say that I am very susceptible. But I like knowing about the background to be able to potentially put in some limitations.
Yeah, got to do your research. Adriana Semper, she's a professor at the business school at Arizona State. Professor, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.